do what to get it off the road?
You could, I've always heard it called snaking it off.
Snaking it off?
That's what you, in cutting the logs and getting them up, we called it snaking them. We'd cut them and then snake them up in and we'd wrap them and haul them.
All right, would you ever say I have to drag that thing across off the road? Okay. What about, what do you use to break up the ground with?
You mean to get rid of cultivate? Well, what farming we did then, we break it up with a turning plow, like.
What if you wanted to break it up even finer?
Well, you could take at that time they didn't have no disc plows.
Didn't have any what?
No disc. Where they'd be several on one thing, you see. They had to break it up way back, you know, with just a turning plow. Take it and just go around and around and you'd cut about that far. If you just have to go around what they call broadcasting it. And then they take it and then lay the rolls off the width they wanted them with a steel beam. After, of course, there wasn't no steel beam when I first can remember. There was what they called scuba stock, wooden beam, and then they got building steel beam. But you can take a disc harrow and cut it up, chop it up now, but like I said, there wasn't no such thing as way back in.
What do you call the thing that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
The axle and the hub, spindle, is on the end of the axle, called the spindle.
Right. You let me know when you want to eat lunch.
Well, what I'd like to do is run home. I got some folk coming from Montgomery down there a little bit, and then I can come back if you want me to come back.
Well, good.
About 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Hour and a half.
We'll be fine. And I appreciate it. We'll just stop right there then.
All right.
Take a go ahead and get started again.
All right, sir.
All right. What do you call these wooden frame sort of things that you see carpenters use a lot? And you might, they're kind of shaped like the letter A, and you might use them to make a kind of a temporary table for a picnic or something like that. You could lay boards across them.
I call them horses.
Horses. You ever heard them called saw horses?
Yeah, saw horses and work benches.
Have you ever seen some kind of frame like that? It's in the same kind of shape except the beams extend like this and you got kind of an X. Sometimes people lay logs across them, you know, to saw them, something like that. Would you call that a saw horse?
No. Yeah, I think you would. We used to make them to, when we got gas or anything, they'd make it like that and then lay a log in there and hold it, you see. We'd call it wood racks, I believe,
what we
call it, to saw them. The wood, you see.
Have you ever heard that called a sawbuck?
Sawbuck? Yeah, sure have.
Okay. When you get up in the morning, you go in the bathroom, you look in the mirror, and you straighten your hair, you'd use a comb and maybe something else. Combing or what?
A brush?
Yeah. And you say when you use one of those, you're going to do what to your hair?
Part your hair.
Part your hair or brush your hair?
Brush your hair.
Okay. What do you know, used to, when you went to the barber shop, the barber used to use a straight razor. What did you call that long leather thing that he used to sharpen his razor?
Razor strop.
Razor strop.
I had my Stanley toy with him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I imagine those things could hurt.
You ain't joking.
Okay. Do you do much hunting around here? Or have done?
No, I never have been a hunter much. I've got some brothers that hunt too much. But I just never did take up the habit of hunting. But I know, when I come that.
Mm-hmm.
And but I had some uncles that liked to catch possum. Mm-hmm. And I possum hunt and squirrel hunt.
Mm-hmm.
That was my extent of hunting.
Mm-hmm. You'd use a shell in a shotgun. What would you call the thing that you'd use in a pistol or a rifle?
Cottage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you were a young boy, do you remember any of the kinds of games that you'd play outside?
Yeah, sure do. We played a game with a ball, paddle cat to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played a marble. They'd call it nucks.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have a... There were different ways to play it, but you had five. You have a three holes down this way and then a off over here, and you had to come from that end up here and then go back. And the first he got back was he won the game.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play a game where when you hid from somebody?
Mm, yeah.